They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Guys, you know who I ran into the other day?
Who's that?
Tell us.
Mary Lou Maloney.
Not Mary Lou.
Yeah. You know what she's been up to?
What?
Fucking causing mayhem in fucking hell.
I heard she liked it.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Sounds scary.
You know what I said to her?
What's that?
Hello, Mary Lou. It's a prom night episode. Oh my God.
Hormones and teenagers.
And
creepy old people.
Creepy old
drunk.
People. Getting drunk, getting high, getting dyed.
Yeah, getting laid.
Yeah. All right. We are Blood, Tits, and Gore. I am Brooke.
I'm Pony.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Tina.
Tonight, we are talking about Prom Night 1 and Prom Night 2. We had to separate it because there's so much shit that happens in the apparent four fucking movies.
Yeah, and the remake.
Yeah, we need it to be separated. So today, we're going to do Prom Night and, hello, Mary Lou, it's Prom Night 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo.
Amen, sister.
All right, so
that's the 80 and 87.
80 and 87. I was born in 87.
I was born in 80. That's weird. That is
so
weird.
Cool.
I'm so, so old.
Out. Well, that's cool, guys. I'm 21.
Yeah, so I just turned 18, and it's fantastic.
I mean, I have prom coming up this year, so sorry, guys.
What dress are you wearing?
I think we'll
actually find out later.
Yeah, we will. Later, we're going to take a quiz, and we're going to find out what dress I think Pony's gonna wear.
Sweet.
Because Pony likes to look glitzy, glamorous.
I do.
And DTF.
I like what you've had. Have you guys seen that weird DTF billboard on
Dude, they're all so weird.
Okay, Cupid has a weird down to fuck.
Well, our friend just did a little ad for them on his Instagram.
Did you
see
it?
And it's adorable. Did you see
Who
Shay sing? Our friend Shay.
He's
like trying to make it in the personal training game.
No.
Look at this.
Oh, my.
No, but the first time I saw them, I was like down to fuck all over. Or like,
what the hell?
Head over heels.
All head over heels. Yeah. And I was like,
it stands for down to fuck, right?
It super stands for down to fuck. But like the way they did it, like it, I don't know. It doesn't flow naturally
it's
to
weird.
Read that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Shay, my darling, I hope you find your F tonight.
Yeah.
That's what was his though?
Down
find
to find
freedom.
Yeah.
Oh,
mine would be down to frolic with puppies.
Find something to eat.
Could it be anything that starts with an F?
Yeah.
So
it's so dumb.
Down to French fry.
Mm. Ooh, I'm always down to French.
Always down
That's
to French.
Oui,
oui.
French toast.
Madame.
French toast. French fries also.
But that's why their fucking ad doesn't work because the why would you, what is that called? An acronym?
Yeah.
Why would you have an acronym for the first three letters and then the rest of the sentence just fucking spelled out?
Yeah.
I know. I was so confused when I read that. I was like, down to fuck, find what? I was like, wait,
down to fucking find and it should
it's
be
so
like.
Confusing.
I like down to frolic or down to fossil.
But yeah, it should be one word, not the rest of the sentence.
Yeah. No, because A,
it doesn't make any sense.
It's a driving hazard because you have to turn your head sideways.
Yeah.
Down to finger.
Like the
down to finger bang.
What did the girl say in the movie? Why don't you go? Oh, wait. Was that a different thing?
different movie?
I was watching that altered fucking carbon show, and the girl says to another girl, why don't you go fist yourself? Okay, what am I
That's
watching?
That's also an F word.
I've never...
Down to fist.
Down to fist.
Yeah.
That's the next ad. Send that in,
I'm just
Sam.
Down, I'm just down to frolic.
I like down to frolic. Down to frog. Down to...
Sure.
Down to frou-frou. Down to fro-yo.
No. Yeah.
That was a question on the HQ thing, and it was really funny. Like on that like weird trivia game everybody plays, it was like, mm-hmm. what does Froyo stand for? And what one of the answers was frog yoga.
Weird. I could be down to fall. Down to fumble.
Down to fall in love.
Oh, that's so me. I already fell though.
So
wait, that's what one of them is.
Well, you know where
it is?
Down to fall in love.
Ugh.
I'm down to prom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of DTF,
yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. Everybody in the prom night one, it was like they couldn't even leave the prom before they got their fucking on. Like, aren't you supposed to go to prom?
The locker room. That was like, what are you guys doing?
And then there's in the car, and then the other one's apparently banged somewhere. I don't even. Bleh.
Like, the one rapey dude's trying to get with her on that real thin ass, like. Bench. Wooden bench.
Yeah.
Like, that wouldn't be fun anyway.
Like, don't people normally leave the school and go fuck? Like, or
put a blanket down at least.
Yeah, I feel like
that missile dude just moved that trash out of the way.
You're going to get, like, trench foot in your back.
I feel like I'm, like, tainted by American Pie. I thought people just went to prom, then went to a party, and then people banged in random places.
Yeah, I thought they banged at, like, the hotel room after. Or they got naked and
cuddled, like, lame asses.
Yeah.
Make and cuddled.
So what's so speaking of prom?
Speaking of prom,
did anybody get laid at their prom?
No.
No, I didn't either. I was with a bunch of girls.
I had
not that wouldn't. No, it does matter.
I dropped out and got my GED, but my friend Jennifer was her girlfriend couldn't take her to prom because we were in the South.
Ooh.
So I took her to prom. Oh. So. Yeah, it was her prom date. We did not.
Tony's such a sweet friend.
Yeah. It was fun. It was fun as hell. My friend, my best friend at the time, Michael, still love you, was a swing dance instructor. So he...
Fuck yeah.
It was like being on a movie set or something because he was like spinning people and throwing people in the air and shit and tossing them under and all that stuff.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, it was super cool.
Amazing.
I want to be able to do that shit.
I
know.
I just want to see it. That's enough for me. I once did it
to my little sister. I tried to pull her between my legs. And as it turns out, you should be a seasoned professional before you attempt
probably,
that.
Probably like launched her across the room behind you.
Oh, no. She went face first into the floor.
Oh, no.
She wasn't happy about that.
Yeah, I don't think that's a fun.
She I guarantee you if she hears this, she's going to remember it. And she's going to tell her therapist about it and be like, and I think that's why I really hate Brooke. Going back to like proms, like what did everybody go to their prom? I know we just said that Pony went to one,
kind of unofficially.
I went to one. Okay, so in Memphis they have Memphis music, Memphis in May, like Beale Street Music Festival, and I wanted to go see the Killers. The Killers were one of the headlining bands that night, so we had.
What year was this?
It was a while ago.
Okay,
2005, I guess. Yeah, it had to have been 2005.
Was it at the Orpheum?
No, they played at Beale Street Music Festival.
Oh, I had a threesome after seeing the Killers in Memphis.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
So you
did anyway.
It.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it was at Beale Street Music Festival, wasn't it? Yeah. God, now I'm second guessing myself. It was a long time ago. Essentially, I wanted to see the Killers, but I got roped into going to this prom with a friend of mine, although they did have a smoke machine. And I am always down with smoke machines.
Oh, all of my dances had smoke machines.
Oh my God, you get underneath it and then appear.
It's so cool.
Just like,
I don't think we ever had one.
Really?
I don't know.
I mean,
we need to just buy one and just bring it with us wherever we go.
Yeah.
That's true.
What about your prom, Sam?
Oh, I went to my junior year prom. I was telling Tina this. I went with a guy who had been in love with me for like 3 years. And I was very much like, you're my friend.
Oof.
And then we went, and I don't think I danced with him once, and I was home by 10 o'clock.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Damn. But I think the whole time, I kind of frowned.
As a prom. Oh, Jesus.
Not, like, I was just, like, maybe, like, spiritually I was
down
frowning.
To frown.
Down to frown.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Down to friend zone.
I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was, I think... that wasn't it for me.
Yeah.
Mm. That poor boy.
Yeesh.
I know.
Well, it's okay. I mean, what about you, Christina? You clearly did your hair very well.
Yeah, and so did your boyfriend.
We'll be posting a picture of Christina and her really cute ex-boyfriend on the on the site later.
We were really into the times, okay?
No, he nailed it.
I mean, like,
we
literally would be like checking our bangs together, like power bangs.
My Chemical Romance had nothing on them.
Yeah.
Oh, he had some height on that.
Oh, yeah. It was
the bigger the hair, the closer to God.
Oh,
well,
we were there with them. We were chilling with them. I did not go to my senior prom. I went to two other senior proms, though, because your girl's a pimp. Just going to say that.
So you had bitches that you had to watch out for?
She had to chaperone a couple proms.
She had to make sure she got her money's worth. Yeah.
I had to make sure everything was going down properly. No, I went to a senior prom when I was a sophomore, and then when I was a junior, but I didn't go to mine because all my friends were older than me. But it was fun both times.
Older people are cool.
Yeah, and I was getting my dance on, getting my swerve. I did all the prom stuff.
Get your twerk on?
You know I was getting my twerk on.
I know she was.
With my, like, emo boyfriend at the time. No one at my school was, like, hardcore dancing at all. Dude, everyone was, like, trying to, like, get real romantic.
Like, get up in it.
Oh, yeah. I used to grind. I once had a girl who, like, walk up to me and tell me I was disgusting during, like, in a junior high dance, and I was like, I'm sorry, like, you know,
she's like holding her cross and rubbing it. Like, you're disgusting, simple.
Well, they did that whole like save room for Jesus, and you're like, I went to Catholic school, so that's where all this is coming from. But
and that's a weird save room for Jesus, so it's like.
Like, what? I want to grind on Jesus?
That's also a threesome.
So, like, this is a party. So make sure you give that man room.
Down to party with Jesus.
Yeah, I didn't even dance at my prom I went to, because I wasn't self-confident enough to dance yet. I didn't get into that until college when I started over-drinking.
Yeah.
And twerking it out.
Yeah. And then that's where...
Do you know, I had a birthday at the High Tone, and they put Pony Party on the marquee, and there was a furry convention in town. And not only did about 40 of my best friends come in, a couple furries wandered in, and it was a nightmare.
A couple really? What? It sounds awesome to me.
Like furries.
What's a furry?
Like someone who wears a full fur coat. You need to look up some stuff on this. It's amazing.
You really don't know what that
is? It's a kind of a fetishy thing.
Uh-oh, Tina, watch out. This might awaken something.
People have their fursona. They dress...
Fursona? I've never heard that.
They just fursona? I've never heard of fursona.
You never heard fursona?
This is it?
Yeah, and then they have sex or like...
They have openings.
Sex is called yiffing.
Yiffing, yeah.
Okay, so prom night. Our amazing final girl, Supreme, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, bless her bones. She's such a phenomenal...
Literally bless her bones. She's so bony, but in the hottest of ways.
She's real thin, but she's so like groovy and she was so fun in that.
She seems like, she seems so strong.
Yeah.
Like she has her shit together in every movie.
Yeah. She's just like, you know, she's pretty petite, but she don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And also she's like, I'm down to kick some ass.
Yeah. I feel like she's never...
But never overly
like she's going
aggressive.
For what she wants.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's an assertive woman.
She's great.
The movie starts out. We see a bunch of stupid fucking kids. Being terrible. They're in like a convent.
They're playing hide and seek, but like doing it as murderers.
Bad, yeah. They're playing really weird hide and seek. And then like the sister of Jamie Lee Curtis's sister, her sister, little sister Robin, who like I guess the kids are like 11 and Robin's like 10 or something.
Yeah. The people that aren't Jamie Lee Curtis were twins.
Yeah, so Jamie Lee Curtis has, her name's Kim, and she has a fraternal twin brother named Alex.
Yeah.
And they have a little sister named Robin who ends up dying when they're kids.
Alex was
Robin was a twin.
Yeah, I thought Robin was a twin.
I think Robin
was
a twin. That's why he snapped so hard when he saw her.
Because he was young.
Oh, did you notice the foreshadowing? That first shot shows the house in the reflection of the pane of glass that she later falls into.
Oh, shit, really?
That's awesome.
Oh, I missed that.
I'd never seen this, and I really enjoyed it.
It was shot really well.
It was so, and the colors were so vibrant. The reds were like
Canadian
so juicy.
Horror movies were like off the chain in the 80s.
That was great.
Her fraternal twin brother Alex. Okay, but we don't find this out till later. Yeah. But essentially, the kids are stalking the girl, like chasing her around the building.
She wants to join in, and then they're like, I can't believe you joined in. So they're harassing
and they start harassing
she's younger, so they're
like bullying.
And they're going, kill.
Scary.
Kill.
Yeah, they're saying kill and like shoving her.
I wasn't sure if that was part of the game. I was like, you guys, it's kind of a dark game you're playing.
Yeah.
And then it was not a game.
They're like a serious group of children of the corn.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, y'all real weird.
Well, and they, like, what the fuck did they think was going to happen? They got literally up against a broken fucking window.
Exactly. After shoving her,
after shoving her around.
Yeah.
And then that one girl starts crying. Like, bitch, what were you trying to do? What was your end goal? Because it seems like you made it happen, and now you're crying?
She's the one who immediately was like, guys, we can't fucking tell anybody.
Also, I've said this. I have said this before. I think I said this the last time. If you have a friend who says, let's not call the cops.
Call the cops.
Let's not call the cops. We're just going to get rid of the body. Yeah. We could get in trouble. That person is not your friend.
No. Yeah, exactly. Fuck that person.
That no,
that
you
is somebody
guys
who will
get
kill
together.
You and not tell anybody about it as well. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
No, and you honestly, call the cops.
She's a psycho. She grows up to be a fucking cut and a half. So
those
she's three could have just put together
Boy,
and
have a
blamed
good
her.
Prom dress. That prom dress is cute.
I agree. I would wear that right now.
Oh my
now.
God. I know. It was so cute.
I love it. I hate her.
Yeah, the poor
girl. She's such a bitch. She's wearing like a ton of mascara and she's like, I'm sorry, do you have any mascara?
Yeah, the girl falls out the window.
Yeah, she falls out the window.
Lands into
on a pane of glass.
And then the boy's like, we should get some help. And the main mean girl's like, fuck that. Don't tell anybody. We're going to go to jail for life. Fuck
and then
this.
The little girl with the braids is like, which I think is the girl.
She's the girl who.
Kelly?
Yeah, she's the girl who basically gets like sexually whatevered. Yeah.
So Kelly grows up and...
she seemed to be kind of a nice person.
Yeah. Well, because I like during the movie that when it shows them as adults, when it does flashbacks to them when they were little, showing you which person
really
they were.
Really helpful without being like distractingly obvious.
Right.
True.
But so we move to modern day and everybody's getting to the ready for the prom.
By
and
modern
Wendy
day,
is a fucking bitch. And Wendy does not like Kim because Kim's dating...
Are they all seniors?
Yeah. So Kim's dating Nick, who used to date Wendy.
Yep.
And Wendy is convinced that she's going to get him back.
Wendy's full on making out with dude in the hallway, like right next to Jamie Lee Curtis, too.
Yeah.
He's like, hello, lover. And the guy's like, I'm making out with you. Oh, there's my real girlfriend. Hold on a second.
Yeah, it's real weird.
Yeah. That happened like several times.
Well, and it was like her, they kept referring to it as like her plan.
Yeah.
Like her big plan was to get him back.
Yeah, to basically lay
him
on prom
night. By
the
end of prom. Yeah.
So it's not who you go with, it's who you leave with.
It's who you leave with.
And they said that in the first and second, which I thought was like a really good cue.
Yeah. And it was like so weird because Wendy decides to like pick up like weird loser douchebag dude to like go.
He is grody with
so
his unibrow.
Yeah, no, he's the worst. The guy whose head gets chopped off.
Oh, okay.
So she like goes on. She brings him as like her like jealousy. Like we're gonna do this. We're gonna do that thing. Well, because their whole plan is to like essentially kidnap.
She's so
Nick
mean to her maid.
So
too,
that he can't
mother.
Be the prom king.
Yeah.
But then Jamie Lee Curtis. Character Kim sees Wendy walk in and goes, oh, we've got to do something, you know, to stop her plan or whatever. And then they just run into the dance floor and everybody separates to create room for them so that they can put on a full-on dance routine.
Oh, yeah.
And that's their way. That's their way of like, we'll show her. Come on.
We're going to disco these
shit. We're going to disco.
We're going to disco shame you.
And then shows like Wendy is just standing in the corner watching them dance, like, I can't fucking believe
I can't
this.
Believe how fabulous.
I can't believe
how great. Yeah, they're really good dancers.
And they really weren't. It was like the routine was just like, the routine that Monica and Ross do in Friends was better than that routine.
I don't know, man. It was very disco-y. It was very like, you could tell that Saturday Night Fever had come out 3 years ago.
Well, the theme of their dance that we figured out it was Disco Fever.
Disco Fever.
Because I was like, when the fuck was this movie set? I thought it came out in the '80s.
Yeah. But disco was dying like around that time. Died around like early
'80s. I feel like and for a school to have that theme, I was confused because I was like, this is not right.
Probably
like,
picked by the parents or something.
Right.
Like kids disco, right?
I think most people vote on it. I mean, we voted on our proms.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't
under
know.
The,
but I think we did.
But like, under it
was
the stars.
Like, I think like more so it was just under confusing for me because I was like, wait, when is this actually like, when
Lovers
is the time
in history.
Set? But it's fine. It was party and they were fucking
a little
kicking
anachronistic,
that ass.
But
and the dance floor they had.
So yeah, that disco. Was kind of crazy.
That was so great.
Yeah, like they built the dance a floor giant was light super box fucking crazy.
Also, I liked when Jamie Lee Curtis did her little practice solo.
Yes.
In the beginning.
Then Wendy busts up and she's like, "Are you practicing?" She's like, "Fuck yeah, I'm practicing."
That's what she's so great, because she's like, she's not aggressive, but she's like, "If you fucking come at me, I'm gonna hit you hard."
Yeah. And she's like, "I am going to twirl up on you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna twirl on them haters.
What did
twirl on them haters?
She's like tough as fucking nails, but still like cool and casual.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's great.
Did Wendy ask her if she was like, "Are you? Practice makes perfect. Are you trying to be perfect for him?" And he was, and then Jamie Lee Curtis was like, "That's how he likes me. He likes me perfect," or something like that, right? And I was like "Get perfect. Her."
Well, you know what's also weird? Speaking of Nick, like, everybody has been keeping it secret, and you can tell because it keeps flashing back. And they're like, "Are they on a beach or something?" They're where Nick's like trying to tell her something, and you know that like he's
a beautiful cliff
because it's the anniversary. So it's the 6 year anniversary. So she's just left like the memorial. Yeah, it was 6 year anniversary.
That doesn't seem like enough time.
Because they were 11, they were 11, so now they're 17.
Yeah. Oh, how the fuck do you date the sister of someone you killed?
That's
intense.
Well, because he's like, "I want to tell you something," or like whatever. He's like trying to give her this like heartfelt speech, and he's
not gonna go.
He's like that's choking for that.
Like
one.
He's like choking up, and she's like just looking at him like, because he tells her that he loves her.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what do you think's gonna happen when you say,
"Oh, by the way, I killed your sister."
We killed your sister.
At this point, you really have to commit to that secret.
You can't. Exactly. Like, that's the kind of secret that if you leave town and never talk to any of those people again, you can kind of live with it.
Right.
But, like, staying there and then dating her sister.
Well, yeah, you can't just, like, fall in love.
That's a roll of the dice.
Yeah, you don't kill someone and then fall in love with that person's sister and then be like, and then, by the way,
everyone befriends her. Like, it's really weird.
Except for Wendy.
Yeah.
Because she's a cunt.
She's like the frenemy.
That's my favorite part. Like when the killer is calling everybody to be like, "No, I'm going to get you." Like Wendy answers the phone is like literally like, "Fuck you." And like hangs up. Yeah. Like she doesn't give two shits.
Well, then she like yells at her grandma, nanny, whoever. Yeah,
was
that
a mother or a maid or like?
Yeah, it'd be like, it could not have
she's
been her
like,
mother.
"Dearie, be careful." What? She's like, "I don't fucking care about things."
I think it was her grandmother because she's sitting in the living room smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
And she's not inhaling.
Yeah.
She's just going, and I'm like, "Yeah, you wouldn't have to take that many puffs if you just fucking inhale it."
Right.
And then she doesn't even put her cigarette out. She just throws it down and starts to walk out. And her poor fucking grandmother has to come and put it out and be like, "Be safe, darling."
She's like, "Fuck safety."
Yeah. Just like,
she's like so fucking intensely. And then she comes out not and
she's like,
anything.
She's like, "What the fuck is this? Like, you couldn't. When you couldn't just pick me up in something nice with your fucking friends in the car."
Okay, yeah, but he was really shitty.
He's in a Caprice with like a racing stripe on the side. Yeah, and then he runs over a garbage can and shit. And she's just like, and he's got his three friends in the back.
Yeah.
It's really weird every time.
Yeah, no. She picked a winner.
Yeah, she picked a winner. She takes him to the burger place and he's like, "What kind of beer you guys got?" I forgot my wallet, so.
Yeah, he's like, "I'm short on cash. And she's like, "It'll be your Christmas present."
And he's like, "I'll take 10 burgers and five milkshakes."
Isn't it like fucking May? Like, when does prom happen?
When does prom happen?
Like, spring. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Spring formal.
But earlier in the fucking movie, that guy put on a weird ski mask and tried to sexually assault Jamie Lee Curtis.
The brother comes to the rescue in the cafeteria.
And everyone's pissed off at the brother. I'm like, did you guys not just watch what that guy did?
Yeah.
Are we okay with that?
The brothers so stand up when they like go to the office, and it's even his dad. He's not even like, guy was trying to fucking get on our girl. He's just like, "Yeah, I did it."
That was actually back when Leslie Nielsen was trying to be a serious actor, and people were just like, "Sorry, you have a funny face. Like you're just funny."
Sam even asked me, she was like, "Has he always looked this old?"
He has looked that old
He's
for
been a
the
silver
la-
fox for like the last his whole life.
He's dead now.
30 years of his life, though.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Because that I was, think he's definitely dead.
He's definitely dead. He died not too long ago.
He died probably in the last five
Yeah, I remember. Years. I remember when he died because I watched Dead and Loving It because I was like, I love that movie.
I don't know that one, but so he hadn't done anything funny prior to that.
Well, he was trying to be a serious actor, and they basically were like, "Nah, dude,
you just look.
You're funny. You're a funny actor. Like that's how it's going to happen."
I think it was Airplane that broke him into comedy. He was they wanted kind of like a straight-laced guy, and Leslie Nielsen hadn't been very popular, like you said, and then he gets in an airplane. And because he plays a straight man...
Airplane came out in 1980.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, cool.
So it must
have
been the last series.
Yeah, so
role
it must have been the sassy... Yeah, the sassy, I said sassy.
It must have been the sassy role.
He died in 2010.
R.I.P., dude.
Bless
Damn,
up.
Damn, 2010?
But yeah, no, that prom was like so... So strange. Everybody's like going and they arrive and then nobody's there for longer than 5 seconds before everybody's like, all right, let's go fuck somewhere.
Oh, I want to talk about one scene. You switch to this weird like makeout van in the middle of nowhere. Do you remember
that? Yes. Yeah.
And
then,
Samwise
Gamgee is like pounding on this girl.
Yeah. Oh, Jude. That's the she's another one of the girls from the beginning.
Oh my God. I didn't realize that. I was like, I did not know who she was. I was like, why is one of the hobbits like making out with this girl? Why is he wearing Prince's shirt? And why are they in the forest? It was really weird for me.
Wasn't she the one who answers the phone in the beginning to the creepy guy talking?
Like, with a pencil.
And she was kind of like, oh, what is this? And hangs up. And then her mom chimes in from the back, still no prom date, huh? She's like, no, but I'm getting closer.
God, her mom's ruthless.
But her mom totally burned the shit out of her. And she's like, oh, mom.
Well, she fucking deserved it. I can't believe
I forget. She did.
Murdered another child and then they just like move on like nothing ever fucking happened.
Well, and they think that like some rapist guy is the
MacGuffin, the thing that throws you off is you think it's this murderer that's like there's a like kind of a B story with this cop sort of chasing.
Because he is actually he's Nick's dad.
Oh yeah,
and he comes to the prom because like the guy has escaped and they think that he's gonna come to the prom,
right?
But then halfway through the prom he gets like a call being like, oh, he's been caught, and then that's
like
when the audience
do they ever figure out who the random woman was that was newly found in the old building?
It probably was the original guy. It probably was that murderer.
Yeah, well, it was just a coincidence that it was in the same building.
It was just so random.
Yeah, it was like an old abandoned building.
Yeah, and they just like found this woman there.
That was the nurse that he kidnapped.
He
took the lady hostage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was jailed because those kids killed that girl and he got blamed for it. But also he apparently was already like raping and killing.
I didn't feel too bad. He was already a shitty guy. Well, because I just remember the part where the cops are talking and they're like, well, if you weren't antagonizing him, maybe none of that would have happened.
Oh, right.
And so I was like, wait, what?
The nurse was
asking for it. So I think they were chasing the guy. I mean, he was doing something, but he just happened to like stumble
upon. Yeah, like parallel events were happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fucking wild. I was confused.
Oh, we got a mic issue.
Oh. That was fun.
It, like, doesn't want to hold on to it. There we go.
Okay. Yeah, but I feel like for the first 30 minutes, I was confused because I was not able to connect all the dots.
Yeah.
I was like, how are these stories reaching each other?
Yeah.
But then... No. I really fucking love that movie in total.
Yeah.
No, it was a really good movie.
Kind of a slow burn.
Yeah, so we reach a point where, you know, everybody's doing weird shit, and we get to a weird, uncomfortable, rapey sort of scene where... Yeah.
Can we talk about the way the killer looks? Please describe for us the killer's costume.
Oh, yeah.
No, you do
like,
it.
All black with a sparkly balaclava. This guy has a sparkly balaclava, like, fabulous balaclava.
Dude... I mean, he looked.
I don't know where the fuck you find that.
And he was wearing lipstick.
He was wearing lipstick?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
To be fair, he was totally matching the whole disco theme.
Yeah,
because
he had like a really slimming.
We're gendering and revealing. Yeah.
Pants.
He had booted heels on. Yep. Flares.
Well, because I think they
and
want.
And the disc or the glittery. Like, mask.
I think they're trying to give you the idea that she actually survived and came back to kill him.
I honestly thought it was Jamie Lee Curtis for a solid 30 minutes.
We thought it was going to be, and then we're like, is that their parents? Because we thought one of them, when the killer was running somewhere, we're like, that's a woman.
Yeah.
That looks like a woman's body.
Right.
And then he was.
So,
a nice physique.
The first girl, Kelly, she's like, has a really inappropriate sitch with her boyfriend where he, not like her being inappropriate, but him being like super forceful and rapey. Yeah.
Were they
and
the ones in the locker room?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And so then he's just like, okay, well, if you're not going to fuck me, there are plenty of other people like, who will.
I got
will.
People lined up.
And he takes off the boutonniere that she got him and like literally throws it on the floor and walks
she's
the
like
fuck out. While she's crying
clearly
half naked.
Distraught. She's like torn apart because she wants to make him happy, but she's uncomfortable.
And it's her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Well,
and
it's not just a random prom date.
And she even said before prom, she was like, I think I'm going to let him have it tonight.
Yeah.
So, like, she was already, like torn of, like, trying to, like,
well,
stand
so
up to his standards.
Clearly he was a pushy, pushy dude.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's a fucking locker room on, like, a fucking
on a
bench.
Wooden bench.
If you really want to get your lady to give it to you, that's probably not the best way
give
to fucking
her a better
do it.
Setup.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I lost.
Throw us a freaking bone, man.
Yeah.
Not a boner.
Yeah, I wouldn't lose my virginity on like a 2x4. It's not like the greatest thing.
Doesn't sound that's
bad.
And then she gets her throat slit, which is like the beginning of like all the murders in that movie. We don't see them actually happen. They happen essentially off screen. We don't see like any
the
gore
knife,
we don't see the knife going in, we don't see the knife cutting.
It's a shard of the mirror.
It's a shard of the mirror because there's that weird scene where like the mirror gets punched and a missing like blade like
well,
looking
right well we don't see we don't actually see it, we just see like through her eyes what's happening.
They also throw the weird janitor at you like kind of trying to make you think that the murderer is the janitor.
And then the one girl like bare
so
ass
many
moons
decoys.
Him
yeah.
And he's just, they do this close up of his face. And, he's
and
just
his
like,
tongue's kind of hanging out. It's like, you know, when cats get hot and they just like stick their tongue out a little bit.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
They
he's just
so
sitting there like
cute.
A.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
So Kelly's dead by Kelly.
Yeah.
And next up we have, I guess, Jude. And what was her boyfriend? I feel like his name was like Slash or like Skeeter
well,
or something.
That's Samwise, the one who looked like a hobbit.
Yeah.
So the hobbit and this gal.
He was so funny.
I mean, he
weird.
Was a.
They're
chubby
in like
little
some
dude,
weird fucking
and they
van.
Like they're in a weird like sex
van. That was his
with,
van.
Like,
that
was red lights.
Regular fucking van. I mean, that's
a cool
that's
van.
How you like get.
That's how you lose
how
your virginity.
Really,
normal
yeah.
size
that's
van.
That's how you set the tone right there. Yeah. I give him props,
and but she, I love.
And he's actually kind of decent about it. He was like, "Was that good for you? Was that okay?"
I know. He was like, "Are you okay?"
But then he looks at her and he's like. She's like, you're going to remember this night for the rest of your life. And it's like, well, our life's about to end. So
yeah, I mean,
I guess
really
she will.
Have,
so she will.
Yeah, you had no time to forget it.
Yeah.
I can't stop calling him the Hobbit guy because when he came on film, I was not prepared for him at all. He looks like Jonah Hill or something, like big fro. And then
there were a lot of fros in this film.
Yeah.
I
was confusing people for the first little bit. Because I was like, wait, that's that guy. Oh,
the
no,
the brother
that's
and the boyfriend
one.
Looked a little bit similar.
I loved how she was like, they get done. He's like, that was great. And she's like, yeah, I fucking love that. Sex is dope.
Yeah.
And she's like, let's fuck on the bluff. She's like, she wants to bang in front of like the whole world. She's like, sex is fucking cool. She grabs a blanket.
Yeah. And then unfortunately,
it does not end well.
Well, I just love that the killer opens the door and of course she's leaning on it. And then it's just like, oh, hello. Stab.
Yeah.
And then the weird scene where like the killer's trying to like attack him and they're doing donuts in the middle of what I guess is a field and then suddenly there's a cliff.
Yeah, they're rolling
that's
around.
I'm like, where the fuck is this school at?
Think, yeah.
Cuz it's not, like right on the beach or
something. Geography is really confusing.
Yeah. And why does his car explode the moment it goes off? But before that, he doesn't even make an attempt to not go off the cliff.
Yeah.
He takes his hands off the wheel and goes,
he's giving it to
this
God.
Is the only
option.
Just
give
and then, it to God. And then it's like the first bump, boom, explosion.
Yeah.
Like, sorry,
cars
bye,
back then were
bye
very,
Skeeter.
Yeah.
Flammable.
That was a bummer.
Super flammable van. It's because it was so sexy. Maybe it was full of tea lights. Maybe he took,
a cue from
a cue from the driller killer.
With a gigantic Satan van.
Yeah, that van was pretty badass.
So then we get Wendy, who really needs mascara in the bathroom.
Mm.
She's wearing a shit ton of mascara.
A lot.
And I don't know if she knew how to use mascara. She probably could have got some out of that bottle. Also, why are you carrying around empty mascara, girl? And so she's sitting there.
Especially
somebody,
on prom.
Yeah, on prom.
You wouldn't
somebody
do that.
Knocks on the door or comes walking in and she's like, do you have some mascara? Do you have some mascara? And then she's just like, okay, this bitch. Yeah. And then as it turns out, nope, just kidding. Random lady man killer.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Out to get you.
Well, I like when she hides and then she finds her her dead friend's body.
Yeah, that's how she gets killed.
Yeah.
Like her you friend. Scream then.
But no, I love that because it's like, they killed this little girl and she's like, nobody says anything. And she's like leader of the pack. And then her friend ends up getting her killed. And it's like, that's fucking payback, bitch. Yeah. Like, I love that scene. Ironic punishment.
Yeah. I do love that, like, you look on the floor and you're like, it's all this red stuff, but you're like, why is it so thick? And then it looks, it pans up and then it's like, oh, it's red paint. And then it pans up again. It's like, oh God, body. So it's like, threw you off. And I'm like, she's been running from somebody who's trying to kill her, then somebody who's trying to axe her.
Yeah.
She's escaped him like countless amount of times.
Yeah.
She's hiding. And her dead friend is what makes her scream.
Yeah.
Like, that's what she fucking
gets. Come the fuck on.
Yeah. Like, she had like a good chase. Like, she kind of put up a good fight.
And I thought she was totally going to final girl it and just be like, and be that one girl who you're like, what the fuck? Why is she still alive?
Yeah.
But then she's just like, haha, against all odds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is. Yeah. That is something I liked about this film is that I felt like there was no victim that was just like helpless. And they were just like,
I did feel bad for Kelly. The girl
mean
who didn't
one?
No, the girl who didn't want to have sex with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that was a different situation. That wasn't like,
the white dress.
Not like because of the killer. That white dress. She just had a really shitty boyfriend. Really
yeah. And then with the last, he comes after Nick, his sister's boyfriend.
Yes.
But at first, Nick is getting going to be prom. Also, what kind of prom is this where they like go into it knowing they're going to be prom queen?
Yeah, everyone knows who the prom queen is.
Yeah. Well, most of the, for us, like they like would they tell you.
We knew we were nominated. Yeah. We didn't know that we were actually prom king or queen
until. Do you
vote
the night of the prom?
We voted the night of the prom.
I think I did. We didn't vote the night of.
Oh, so you established beforehand.
I think we voted before, but they announced it at the prom. But yeah, you knew if you were nominated.
Yeah, you definitely knew if you were nominated. And then
so it's like getting a call ahead of an award show, like prepare a good speech,
we've
please.
We've got to look up the crown that they give Jamie Lee Curtis. It's the fucking ugliest thing I've ever seen. It's so ugly. And so there, she's getting ready. She's getting her crown put on. She's like, oh, sweet, I'm going to be prom queen because like I know this. And then Nick's getting ready. But then douche nozzle with the like, you know, with the no money who needs burgers.
Yeah.
He goes and switches places with him because that's their big fucking
plan. He's
wearing
an outrageous outfit.
Yeah. And because he does that, Crazy Killer thinks that he's Nick and chops his fucking head off. Because
the light is shining behind him, so it's only silhouetted.
Yeah.
So he gets an axe to the back of the neck. Like, clean, cleaves his head off.
I know. Like, talk about muscle.
Rolls down the walkway. Lance facing out at everybody, and everyone's just like, the fuck for a second. I love the moment of like staring at a thing and then slowly being like, nope, that's a fucking for sure head.
Yeah.
And it actually looks really real. They must have had him coming through. He was underneath and they had some like gory shit put on the side. That's probably the goriest thing in the entire movie.
Wait, this one or is there a different one?
No, that's a good crown.
They must have shopped like a good crown.
I mean, it looks like something a jester would wear.
Mm.
So then he's like, oh, snap. I didn't kill Nick. I killed that douche guy that I don't even actually know. Like,
no harm, no foul, though.
Yeah, did she find him on the street?
Right.
Like, where did he come from? And so then she goes, he goes after Nick. And Jamie Lee Curtis is like, are you fucking kidding me? That's my boyfriend. Like,
right.
I literally just danced to get him.
Yeah.
I want him. You cannot have him. And she starts.
She gets the axe, right?
But she does. But like, it's
uses
weird.
The blunt end.
That's when you start to realize something crazy is going on because the killer won't attack her.
Right.
Yeah. He's kind just of like more deflecting her off, like trying to get her out of the way.
And then Jamie Lee Curtis gives him a good bonk on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and was that with the pointy end?
No, that was the blunt end. That,
well, because I think that
it
was like
it was the blunt end. She hits him so fucking hard that like he dies.
Well, not immediately, remember?
Yeah, no,
well,
he kind of stumbles.
But was that before or after?
Like, everyone's, minutes. The cops are all outside, there's a big crowd, and he comes out,
and
remember?
She's like, don't shoot!
And he falls down, and he starts seeing that whole killer scene again, and then you realize he witnessed his
Yeah, because then you see death.
But like when Jamie Lee Curtis hits him over the head, was that before or after they made eye contact? Because when they made eye contact, she knew.
It was a little bit after.
It was after.
Yeah. Look at how ugly this thing is.
Reactionary thing.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Look at how ugly it is.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's fucking awful.
Like, if you put that on my head, I would throw it at you.
Isn't that one, like, supposed to be, like, the king's one?
Yeah it looks like one of those romantic carriages you take through, like,
yeah, it does.
Like Central Park.
Horses are not romantic.
Like
one of those carriage carriages.
Yeah.
Horses are scared.
Yeah, no, she recognizes, which makes sense. She recognizes.
No, I'm not into it. I think it's fucking weird.
Throw that out there.
She recognizes his eyes. She stares, and you can tell because they have similar eyes. They both have, like, that brown eye. Yeah.
And that's when you knew. Because then also another theory was, it's the dad.
Yeah.
The dad.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so it had to be.
Well, because the shitty burger guy was wearing the balaclava, and Leslie Nielsen had it on his desk at one point and threw it in a drawer, and they like made a shot of that. So they totally tried to fucking twist us, but it was the boy.
Man, and that's what I did love about that movie Jamie is that Chris's like there brother. Was like, you're like, I've got this down. I have it figured out.
Yeah.
And then there's like, nope, here's another loop. Yeah. Just kidding.
And poor Jamie Lee, you can just see, she's so upset. Like at the end, she's like, I literally
What's
have lost
called?
My
oh,
whole
a red herring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you have like a thing that's throwing you off.
Uh-huh.
Mm. So that ends. Who's her favorite death
she's,
in that?
She's cradling her brother and it's
and then he knows.
Really, that was so sad.
Yeah.
And he's just like, they killed her. They killed her.
Yeah.
No, like,
you cut to the scene in the past where he's like coming up on his twin sister's dead body.
But my question was, like, did that register then with Jamie Lee Curtis? Like, oh, these people are responsible? Or was it not? Did he not even get enough out?
Well, no, because like,
he whispers to her.
Did
While
he?
He's dying, he whispers to her, and she's like, oh, shit.
And then he starts being like, they killed her, they killed her. Because I was going to be like, nobody knows all these other people are dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it just
yeah.
seems like her brother went wacko out of nowhere and started killing people.
And then everybody's just like, chopped off head, chopped off head.
Yeah.
That's all everybody's running with.
That's not the girl gets impaled in the second one with Neon, right? That's not the first one. Some girl gets impaled in the stairs during the prompts. I think that's the second one.
That would be the second one.
Yeah. So I watched them too
close. Nobody gets impaled in the first one.
Yeah. You're right. Sorry, there's no, like, goofy deaths in the first one.
No, not really. I feel like all the goofy ones are in the second one.
Yeah.
The
second one. The second one is pretty amazing because we start out. I'm going to pull up my phone because I have some
things. I wouldn't go that far.
I loved the beginning, though.
Which part? Which
like the 1957 part?
Oh yeah.
Well,
that was confusing.
Father Pony
was
yes.
Father Pony.
Yes.
I'd like I'd like to confess my sins.
Go ahead. Confess your.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 3 months since my last confession.
That's a long time.
I know. I've dissipated my parents many times. I've taken the Lord's name in vain many times.
Bitch.
I've had sinful relations with boys at my school.
So You're many Hail Marys. Coming.
Many boys, many times.
Yeesh.
Father, Father, there's one more thing.
What's that?
I loved every minute of it.
Get it, girl.
And she, that's
Mary
such a...
Mary Lou.
Yeah, for a good time, call Mary Lou. She graffitis her own name and info in the confession booth. And then she puts the makeup on afterwards, and she's like, I'm out of here to go fucking sin like crazy.
Yeah.
Sinning is fun.
She was fucking fun, though.
Yeah, I loved her. Also, I'm pretty
like,
sure she was like
I love doing
like
hood rat shit with
35.
My friends.
Yeah.
Being bad is fun.
She's down for the party, man.
Man, she showed up at that prom like, fuck all y'all. I'm fucking hot. I'm dating this rich motherfucker who's kind of balding at 18.
Yeah.
And then I'm also fucking this hot guy. And
she's
what did
she
say?
She gets the jewelry from the one guy and she's like, hey, go get me some punch so I could bang your friend
yeah.
in the back real quick.
No, and then she walks
like,
behind.
Damn.
No, and then the like one guy walks up and is like, he's like, where's Mary Lou? He's like, oh, she just went behind stage with Buddy. When did you guys break up?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and then she's like, we did. Yeah. And he's like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And then he catches her like,
in between the legs of the other dude, and then she gets up and like kind of straightens her dress, and she's like, "Nothing was going on here."
Yeah,
right.
And he was like,
"She's like, I fell.
I tripped,
fell, landed on his dick,
and then couldn't get back up, but tried many times."
Well, she grabs his dick and says something like, "It's a free country," or like some shit.
It's definitely like. Whoever directed this wasn't a big fan of Liberty.
And then that's when he looks at her and says, "But we came to prom together." And then she says the whole, "Well, it's not who you come with, it's who you leave with.
Yeah. And then somebody's going to prank the prom, right?
Yeah, like two losers are going to do a stink bomb.
Which it looks like a stick of dynamite.
Yes, first off, it does.
Stink bombs were like little glass canisters that you popped and stepped on because they had like sulfur smell in them. This guy has this like a quarter stick of dynamite, and he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna fucking get this bitch," and like lights it, and it's a giant flare, and he throws it at her polyester prom dress or whatever super flammable material.
Oh my god, it's so flammable,
and she burns to death, dying. For a long time.
Well, no, my favorite,
and I feel like everyone's just like, immediately when she catches on fire, they're like, "Oh, poor Mary Lou, like, game over, we didn't do anything.
And then one guy comes with the jacket for a half second, and he's like, "Nah."
Yes. I don't get it. Yeah, he starts crying on the stairs.
There are so many shots of like men like hovering over their like dates, like, "Oh, it's okay," but it's like, "Hey, don't be a fucking jackhole. Take your jacket off and go." Fucking just like, get that fire.
Like throw your punch glass on her. Like,
but then also I was confused. I was like, "Mary Lou, didn't you learn to
stop drop and roll?"
Yeah. Yeah. She's just like flailing around in like a circle, and like staring. Just like,
she's staring up at the dude who did it, and he's like, "Ugh."
I know. And then he's like, help her. And I'm like, you fucking did this. Yeah. Do something
like, just jump down and land on top of her. You may hurt her, but at least she won't be on fire anymore.
Yeah. No fire extinguishers to be found.
Oh my god, also, did they not have a fire extinguisher in that building?
That's fucking people.
They had to shield their date's eyes from the burning woman.
That scene was so long.
And I was just like, "What?" She was burning for a minute.
Yeah, she died for like a minute and a half.
Then we fast forward to like the late 80s, and for some fucking reason they kept all of her prom stuff in a giant super sealed like trunk.
Yeah,
well, wasn't it just the dude who did it?
Yeah.
Like the principal. Did he seriously think that like something was going to happen? Like,
I don't know.
It was like super locked up.
It was super locked up, but it not only was it locking her physical stuff up, it apparently was like spiritually trapping her.
Yeah.
But like, he threw it down with all the props, because wasn't that what the witchy friend was? She was like, "I'm going to look through all the costume department and
see if I can find a prom dress in the back."
So, don't throw it where people are going to be fucking opening it, rummaging through that shit.
Of course, she does pry the box open with a weird sword.
Pries the box open, did anybody notice that Vicky walks up? Okay, so our new character is Vicky. Vicky is like running the show now. Vicky is like a super bland blonde girl. She comes downstairs to go find something prom because she can't. She doesn't have a good dress because her mom's apparently the mother from Carrie.
She can only have the green dress that she made.
So she comes downstairs to this thing. She goes to unlock it. She realizes that it won't open, and her decision, instead of to push it open, is to start pushing down on it.
Yeah.
She's just pushing down, and then she's like, this isn't working. Like,
how do boxes work?
And then
work?
That's when she pulls the weird sword thing up.
Yeah, there's like a short Roman sword.
Why did she need to get in that box so fast? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's the blonde. Our main girl.
Not the friend in the beginning.
Jess.
This is when she's like releasing Mary Lou's demon soul.
Why did she need to get into that fucking box so bad? Okay, if something is locked and you can't get into it, just leave it the fuck alone.
Yeah, that's...
Maybe someone wrote, "Definitely not prom stuff." She's like, "Sweet, I found the fucking jackpot. I've got to get in this box."
So she lets loose Mary Lou, who does not like the fact that Jess, who just found out that she's pregnant.
And we don't mean let her out of the box as in Mary Lou was in the box. Mary Lou's evil spirit.
Her spirit.
Yeah.
Comes out.
Which, like...
Was she trapping? Because that was the thing that was so confusing
going from one to two, where one is like an actual murder.
Yeah, it's
there are multiple murders.
There's no fantasy elements.
Yeah.
No supernatural elements.
And then you go to two and very blindly, supernatural. And I'm just like, whoa. red flag, red yeah. flag. What the fuck's happening? Oh, okay. No, this is getting super, super natural.
Super yeah. supernatural.
It's so weird. Yeah. When the friend with the dark, wild hair
yeah, just, gets hung by the fucking magical curtain.
Yeah.
It's a, no, it's a cape.
Cape.
No, because it was from the prom night,
right?
Yeah, because
the girl's cape. Like, the girl's like, deal with it later, bonehead.
Yeah. Her, like, art school friend is in, like, the art classroom, and she's, like, playing around with all the shit the girlfriend in the box, right? Well,
she apparently releases Mary Lou by going and trying yeah, to push a jewel off, like, of the crown. Ugly-ass yeah. fucking cheap crown.
Yeah. She's, like, getting costume jewelry off, like she's gonna hawk a ruby, like, at the local pawn shop or something. Like,
really, what yeah.
was... Well, you're the whole cape thing, I was diamonds. Like, this is way too Doctor Strange.
Well, yeah. and then it, like,
yes, it was just, like, exactly. getting her, and then hunger from the well, light.
But it pulls her under it's the like paper clip yeah. thing first, and you're like, yeah. oh, shit, that's going to chop her fucking
and
head
then
off.
Like, yes. And then it's like, just fucking kidding.
Let's just hang her on the yes. light.
Okay, then this is the best part. We were talking about this earlier. So when they find her, they're like, oh, it was a suicide.
Yeah, because she found out she was pregnant.
Yeah, but, like, the thing is, this woman gets hanged. She dies from being hanged.
Yeah.
And then gets thrown from the window. So yeah. you find somebody outside of the window, would you really go, all right, oh, she appears to have been strangulated, but then she, after dying, threw herself out the window.
It's wild out there, y'all.
Yeah, it's definitely yeah. wild out there.
Be careful.
Jesus. Yeah, don't open weird boxes.
And then Monica won't get out of Vicky's fucking business when yeah. Vicky is, I guess, possessed. Like, she is laying in her bedroom. Why the fuck does she have a giant horse in there anyway? Yes.
Oh, yes. yeah. She's,
what the
yeah.
fuck is that story?
Like, the like horse was so fucking creepy.
It's like, yeah. it's not even like a My Little Pony.
It's like a carousel
it's like
horse.
It's like a carousel pony. Yeah.
It's like a carousel pony. It's like,
but it's so full size. She could mount it still. Like, it's yeah. full fucking yes. size.
Well, and it's yeah. her like, does it sticking does. His tongue out well, at her, and she's just like, this like, is my room. Get out.
Yeah, yes. Do you remember when his, like, demon eyes turned out? Like, he had, like, just red eyes, but then, like, weird slitted demon, like, reptile eyes came out.
And she's remarkably
like,
chill blah, 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 blah. About it.
And it's, well, yeah,
because,
yeah.
like, I feel like from the very beginning,
if that had
when,
happened
like,
to me,
the...
I would have lost my fucking mind.
I know.
Well, yeah. But, like, even before that, I feel like when, like, this whole, like, possession yeah. thing starts at school, because she's looking at, like, the prom thing and, like, that one really mean girl.
Yeah.
She's
oh
like,
my god,
she's
fuck
like,
that girl.
She's take such a note from so and so. She's dead
girl's
now.
Girl's name like Kelsey or something.
Oh my god, yeah. She's like the nominees are dropping like flies or something.
Yeah.
She's like, take a note from Jess.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, Jesus. Bitch, she just fucking died. And, right. As far as you know, by suicide.
Yeah. Right. The Jesus blonde girl's Christ. Name is Vicky. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever, but like she was like very aggressive. She like almost
she
fucking. She was like, she was like, you shut the
shit.
Fuck up. Don't yeah. talk about her. She goes yeah. like,
you
like,
shut
like,
your fucking
up.
Mouth. Your fucking mouth, bitch.
Oh, like, get her, girl. She got,
but yeah. like, I feel like it was like that scene is like when like it started.
Yeah.
Because yeah. like that night when she went home and then there's like hands that like, you can see through the sheets
yeah.
that
yeah,
are like she, going yeah. for her.
Yeah.
And
that
she
confused me.
She's just like, no, 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 no. And then like she gets up and then like the pony starts doing weird things. Not our pony, but the horse.
Yeah, the horse, the rocking horse.
Yeah.
She's like, I broke my
starts being like, blah, 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 blah,
and he starts like, yeah, letting his tongue all loose. And then I was just like,
yeah, so the horse goes from
so
like a
calm.
Wooden horse to like a fleshy, mouthy.
It's got the like eyes
long tongue. Yeah,
and
so
like
gross.
Very sexual legs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And she's just so calm. She's like, this is my room. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
yeah.
And it's like, damn, girl, I get you're like a boss, but like. I think you need to
like
be reactive a little
yeah.
bit more in these situations.
Well, she's right. totally cool. She goes to school the next day and she's just like, I didn't sleep well last night.
Well, you get the idea that she assumes it's a dream or something, right?
Well, but she keeps going, I'm not Mary Lou. She's like, I keep having these visions. And then she's yeah. like, sees the kid, like, well, she's standing there at a... I don't know, dodge volleyball,
right.
where the mean girl literally chunks it at her fucking head
well,
and knocks her unconscious. And then she has like crazy like nightmares. And then later on, bitch girl is just like, oh my God, you see her? She just like fainted in the middle of fucking yeah. gym class.
She
and it's like, because you knocked her the fuck out.
I know.
Yeah,
she has these
thing.
Like weird like Freddy Krueger. Yet again, this is right after Nightmare on Elm Street.
Which
so
I
like
love.
Every time she... passes out, she goes into this weird hellscape.
Yeah.
Where, like,
yeah.
Mary Lou's taunting her, like a Freddy
purgatory
Krueger.
Or whatever.
Yeah. And then, oh, that one of my favorite scenes I thought was really clever was when she gets sucked into the
chalkboard.
The chalkboard. I thought it was shot really cool because they must have built a room where the floor was a pit and made it look like the chalkboard. So she's swimming in this black ether, getting sucked in, and all the letters are floating around her, and like it's really weird. And then she gets sucked off, and then she is gone good. And
from
then,
the detention that she gets in, because that one girl like looks at her and is talking shit, but then Mary Lou appears and says, "Cracking up."
Oh,
she
yeah.
knocks the fuck out of her.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she starts seeing other people as Mary Lou.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like she's completely like lost in these hallucinations.
Well, and then she full blown becomes Mary Lou and like tries to rape birthing? Her fucking friend.
Yeah, there's a weird like doesn't she yeah. like kind of
oh,
come up
yeah.
like gets born
yeah.
out of
that was weird.
Yeah. It's like
in
Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she, yeah. yeah, she's
Mary
like,
Mary Lou is getting.
They're like,
fresh.
What are you doing? She's like, I'm making out with your face. And the other girl's like, dude, you're fucking being weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm upset. Our friend died yesterday.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Don't try like, to hook up with me in the shower.
Yeah. You were, you've been literally acting
right
crazy.
Yeah,
I'm not, well, I love
I'm
that.
I'm feeling wild and free.
I love that she gets into the. Which this totally happens in Lazarus Effect, like
yeah.
with Donald Glover, who gets put
that
into
movie was
a
bunk. I didn't
oh
like
my
that.
God, it's so bad, but this okay. happens.
But there's so many good people in it.
I yeah. know, that's why I watched
it's like
it.
Full
and then
of
I was like,
great
fuck
people,
this shit.
And I'm like, what the shit
well,
is this?
Well,
it's
so
movie?
Bad.
Yeah, like Monica gets into the locker to hide, and then Mary Lou's like, a badadoo bop bop, or whatever.
yeah.
And just like.
Crunch.
Scrunches the damn locker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good scene.
Yeah, no, that happens in Lazarus Effect with Donald Glover. Like, watching this movie, I'm like, I see so many things that happen in this movie that I'm like, oh, shit, I've seen this in a recent movie.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. But then they have that one character who Monica's dating. I think his name is, I don't remember his name, but he's the one who, like, runs the computer system in 1987
right.
that
yes.
figures out votes.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's the first one to figure out that fucking Crazy Pants is possessed, and he's, like, saying things like, dude, she's possessed. Linda Blair's... he's like, Linda Blairsville.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no right. joke, your mother sews socks in hell.
Oh, he's the... Your mother
well,
sews...
Like,
that's a throwback to your mother sucks cocks in hell,
which is what Linda Blair says, yeah, in The Exorcist.
Oh,
your mother
shit.
Sucks cocks in hell.
Yeah.
I don't remember
yeah.
that specific line.
And so he
oh,
says,
yeah.
your mother sews socks in hell.
Cute.
But then he's funny.
Still,
he's the funny guy.
Yeah, he still allows to get a little blowjob. From
we got
to
you got
to
yeah.
make
a little
our
man.
Sweet girl to make
yeah.
her win, and unfortunately she still doesn't win. But when she goes right back to her boyfriend after she gives said blowjob, he's like, "Oh, your breath's so fresh. Do you have more mints?"
Oh my god, I know that was so weird.
I love that part so much. It's like oh.
And then
oh.
and then Vicky
yeah.
wins
oh,
prom queen and has a fucking meltdown on stage.
Your breath smells like hazelnuts.
Becomes a she becomes a charred piece of craziness and Hello Mary Lou. Mary Lou
oh,
appears.
She gets shot a fuckload of times
yeah,
by the shot by the
going,
dude's dad.
We're going
yeah.
too fast.
Yeah.
She's up on stage as Blonde Vicky, and
wait.
Then Blonde Vicky starts having like
well,
an
no,
alien chestburger.
Yeah.
First the
several
OG
dad
gets shot.
OG dad from original
before?
Prom.
Well, when not, she's on stage.
Oh,
from the
yeah,
beginning
yeah,
of the
yeah.
film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're from the same prom.
Oh,
yeah.
Billy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy and Bobby who
Buddy was the priest who she kills, and oh my god, we missed this part.
Who
okay,
killed
so,
who?
And
who was the grown up? The principal was a killer.
Billy.
The principal,
Billy. Yeah, and his
he
name's Billy.
Also, he was there at the prom when Mary Lou died.
Yeah.
So
he
he's
the
now
the
principal.
The guy,
he's the one who threw
the
stink
bomb.
He's
the one who banged her in the back, right?
No. He's
no.
threw the stink
no.
bomb. That's
yeah.
you're thinking of Buddy, and we've totally left out Buddy's death when like she says that she came back and that there's no God and that
oh,
heaven
yeah.
sucked. And you know what really pissed me off? There were
wings.
No fucking wings.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
Yeah, total bummer. But no, Buddy is the guy who she was banging who ends up becoming a priest.
Becoming
Billy's
a priest. The
principal,
the principal
who's the father
yeah.
of Vicky's boyfriend.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he,
sorry.
The principal goes up on the same little ladder.
Same
yeah, which
yeah.
is
yeah.
so weird.
He's up there and then he just shoots her a shit ton of times.
Yeah.
And then like, that's when she falls out. And then that's when Mary Lou comes out.
Yes.
Because she, like, dies or something.
Her and she's like, arms, and he's like, oh no. And then she's like, convulsing. Full on
aliens chest burst.
Yeah, her. Like, pops a fucking arm
and
out of her.
She just starts, like, choking him, like, trying to grab him.
And then, well, then she starts turning, like, full blown crusty.
Well, yeah, then she crawls, like, out of the girl. Out of her. Oh, it's so intense. And then she's standing up as, like, a charred skeleton who's, like, still smoking.
Yeah. And people are losing their fucking.
She looked fucking good, though. Yeah. When she stopped being crusty.
Realistically, lost their mind at the prom, though.
I feel like she had age.
Amok. People are seeing this happen and they're like, like, they're acting the proper, like, what you should do if you see someone crawl out of somebody. They're acting the way people
should have acted in Carrie.
And then she's, like, kind of doing Carrie stuff. She's, like, telekinetically, like,
throwing
shit at people. Yeah. This is where the girl gets impaled with a neon, right?
I don't know.
She's running up the stairs and a piece of neon jabs right in her side.
Probably, this movie has so many throwbacks to Carrie. It's, like, unbelievable. You got the crazy religious mom. Yep. She throws her against the wall when she tells her she can't leave to go to prom.
We missed a scene.
Vicky makes out with her fucking dad.
Well, he walks in and she's on the horse laying all sexually, like playing
with his mouth
or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's like fingering the horse's mouth.
Yeah,
and she's like laying on it looking at her dad, and he walks in and he's like, honey, you look so beautiful. I'm like, she looks kind of fucking weird.
Yeah,
but sure, you love your daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, I remember my first prom. I was working, doing this, and I had to save up, like, take you by your mom's corsage, and then I got her a ring, and blah, 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 boring story. And then she walks up, and she's just like, okay, I'm going to make out with my dad now.
Let's make out. Yeah. He doesn't fight her enough.
No. I mean, he doesn't fight her at all.
He's like,
is fine.
Yeah,
I'll do this.
He's like, finally.
Yeah.
He's like, standing there, but definitely moving his mouth with
it. Yeah. Definitely moving his mouth.
And then
really
crazy
weird.
Mom walks in.
And then he's like, oh, yeah, this is wrong. What's that? Not me.
She's like, Red Scarlet.
Yeah, she goes, you harlot. You hussy.
But it's like, oh, father did nothing wrong.
But the way she comes in and starts saying stuff is as if she expected that this was going to happen one day.
Well, I mean, because she has already said multiple times throughout the movie, she's like, oh, you're not sick. You just need to spend more time alone with God.
Yeah, and it's like, what the fuck? I need some fucking Tylenol is what I fucking need.
Yeah, that mom is a nutcase and a half.
Yeah, no, that's why I was like, it felt like such a nod to Carrie when she's like, no, you're not going to the prom. And she's like, oh, yeah, fuck you, bitch, and throws her straight through the window.
Yes.
Yeah. Or through the door.
Man, that makeout scene was a bummer.
I'm still watching it,
and I was like, what the fuck?
I was like, no.
Like, this is not okay.
Yeah, first it throws you up because she's fingering the horse's mouth, and the horse is like, sweet, I'm totally into this.
Yeah, this where the fuck did the horse come from?
I don't know.
And it's a big horse.
Well, because, like, it's like, she's possessed, so, I mean, I get that. So
everything around her is possessed?
No, but that's, like, the thing. I'm like, so... What is the horse? What is this?
Maybe,
like,
it's a demon or something.
It's her, it's her hellhound.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was so weird. Just like, that's her little baby. She's just, like, there to, like, you know, love her horse and then make out with her dad.
Well, and then it's like,
and then go to prom.
Billy goes to, like, kill Mary Lou, but then Mary Lou and him are, like, end up together, and then she possesses him.
Oh, right. After all the killing stuff.
It's just fucking chaos. Well,
and then we forgot to talk about how she, like, starts out as this charred skeleton.
And then slowly gets back to her hot young self.
Major babe.
Super.
There's some thriller action happening. Yeah. Or some weird shit.
Yeah, and the guy who killed her in the first one is like,
Billy.
Hey, let's fucking make out in the afterlife. And they walk off into the light, right?
Yep.
Don't they?
Well, there's, like, some weird thing where it flashes back to 1957.
Oh, right. And then they're actually at the prom and things are happy.
Yeah. But then it's, like, the weird thing where the...
It was very confusing at the end.
Yeah, well, right? Like, at the end, it's, like, it's another one of those things that's confusing where Vicky and her boyfriend are, like, riding off and then Mary Lou starts playing.
Yes.
He's like,
they get in the car with the dad and the...
He's wearing the ring or something.
Oh, right.
He's wearing the ring that Vicky had taken.
They find Vicky. Vicky gets birthed, and she's covered in, like, ghost jizz.
Like poltergeist goo.
Yeah. And she... She like, I don't know what it is. Oh, it's real sticky and weird.
Yeah.
And probably, she's like jam. She's like, ugh. Let's get, like, let's fucking get out of here. I'm real cold.
Well, and she doesn't like fucking remember anything.
Yeah.
She was off in the ether. She's just like, what the fuck's been happening?
She's been floating off in like the demon realm or whatever.
Yeah. Well, and then like her boyfriend, he's like, is it you? Is it you? And then it's not. But then the second time it's her because he's like, let's go get coffee.
And
the
with second sugar.
Time. How do you take your coffee?
Yeah. And she was like, well, no, that'll kill
sugar
you.
Sugar will kill you, yeah.
And then he's like, it is you.
Yeah. Well, because like the first time they go to the diner, they get coffee, she says something. And then when you figure out that she's possessed because like she's not feeling well, so he takes her to the diner and you just watch her pour a shit ton of sugar in her coffee.
Yeah, so that's what's up red flags for him.
Yeah.
It's a really trippy, weird movie with lots of weird, trippy scenes.
Like Slumber Party Massacre 2, where it's just like a fucking fever dream.
And then you get Michael Ironside, who's awesome. I love Michael Ironside. He's like one of the bad guys in Total Recall 2, right? Total Recall T-O-O, not...
Yeah.
Part 2. The Recalling.
The Total Recall. The Recalling.
But Total
You've
Recall
been
3.
Recalled.
Total Recall Part 3. I do not recall.
Then I want to do Part 4. You've been recalled.
Oh my God. All right. Get in the car with Michael Ironside, and he's like, he turns on the radio, and then it's Mary Lou.
It's the Mary Lou song
that we introed the podcast with.
Oh, that was so creepy.
And the license plate was Mary La too. Like, apparently the car was the sequel. Like, the car knew it was the sequel.
God.
Hello, Mary Lou. Well, and apparently with the sequel, it was like, I don't know if we discussed this on the podcast or just like us talking. It was like just... gonna be and they're essentially just making prom night movies,
right?
And then this one they added
like,
things
wait, that to, was a successful movie,
yeah, so they jumped on to the bandwagon. Yeah. There's it's Canadian, so yeah. Our yes. Canadian viewers or viewers listeners, which do exist, we love you. This is one of your movies. Yeah. So there's, we know that you're gonna say something, we know that there's a third and fourth one. Yeah. So prom happens like what? We get a junior prom and a senior prom. We get two proms.
Yeah.
So we're going to do another episode where we talk about the third one, which is essentially a parody of the first two, and the fourth one, which is just fucking crazy. Yeah. But Mary Lou is back, and I don't want to watch the remake.
I didn't realize that was incredibly loosely based on it.
Like, it's super loosely based.
Is it supernatural or is it straight up killer and revenge and stuff?
I don't remember. You'll have to look it up. I know that it's loosely based and it's really shitty.
Yeah.
But the fourth prom night is about, like, I guess, like a priest who's killing a bunch of people on prom
Sequels
night.
Start
what?
To go.
I'm confused. What is
the third? The third one.
A prom.
Well, the third one is actually Mary Lou set in like 1957 again. Like, she goes back to the time of her death. So that's like a whole other thing. So yeah, we'll do a shitty sequels episode where we go back to, like, oh my God, it's prom again. I got so hungover last prom.
I have a question though about prom night too.
Yeah.
Is Mary Lou, does she come back as an evil spirit because she was wrongfully killed, or because she's loose and girls are evil?
They make a comment and they say that that if you die angrily,
yeah,
when you have unfinished business, you get put into a certain purgatory where you're just pissed off as fuck, needing to finish your shit.
It was like the
If we locked Christina, if we locked Christina in a closet when she had a paper due tomorrow.
Yeah,
and we were like, sorry, try to get your paper done.
Like, y'all know
she doesn't look happy.
Got shit to do.
I'm feisty alive. I'm gonna be feisty when I'm dead.
Yeah.
Okay, it reminded me of The Grudge, like
where
you get killed in a house and you kind of haunt that.
Area.
The Grudge is fucking scary.
It is so scary.
It's fucking
dude.
It's so scary. Yeah, I love The Grudge.
Ju-on.
Both of those are really good.
Yeah, no, I love Ju-on.
Yeah.
Dude, I love any Asian horror. It's like fucking bad shit crazy scary.
Yeah. The what's the one with all the cell phones causing everyone to go crazy?
Pulse signal. Pulse.
They pulse and then they remade it with Veronica Mars.
Fuck, what's it called? It's like the don't answer or like yeah. something.
I know what you're talking
voicemail
about.
Voicemail or... No.
Voicemail.
No, but literally, it's like, yeah. it's like if you answer the phone...
You're done. That's it.
And you got hear the it, ghost then virus. You're done. Yeah. yeah.
Don't they fucking talk... They talk about that in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Where... Oh, yeah. What's her name? Wait, fuck.
Exactly.
Oh, because that is her.
Yeah, it is her.
And Russell Pulse Brand's like, yeah, here's the stupidest thing. You know, like they answer the phone, all of a sudden they're dead. Oh, yep.
Did you say it was, Kristen Bell?
Yeah,
she's
Kristen Bell.
Actually yeah, in a movie like
Pulse.
That?
Pulse, yeah.
Yeah, her because friends Russell begin Brand... receiving unsettling emails and video messages after a bunch of dudes. Ian Somerhalder's in this? Oh, he's hot.
Spicy.
Yeah. But the Japanese one's so spooky because
yeah, this is,
life
this is,
sort of goes on.
One missed call.
Yes.
One missed call.
That's
yeah.
the one.
Life keeps life keeps going on. The streets just
voicemail.
Well, I'm getting into another totally
well,
completely
I know
different
it's something to do with the fucking phone.
Yeah.
There are only so
apparently
many
they're
you
making
do
an unfriended.
It.
They made an unfriended too.
Call forwarding the movie.
yeah. Caller ID.
Caller ID.
We need to make a whole series.
Family plan.
Well, okay, this is really funny. When I was looking for like my prom
rollover
photos,
minutes.
I was like going like way back, and I found a picture of like. I found a lot of really bad pictures, but then there was like one with like my friend like kissing my ear or something, and he had like a bandana on and a really awful haircut. But the whole time I'm like trying to selfie with my like flip phone.
Oh shit!
And girl. It's like, and my the screen sweet. Is like as big as my thumb, and it's like oh so God. Tiny, and I'm like, oh,
simpler times.
Those were the days, you those guys. Days. Flip phones. I'm only 21, but you know.
Oh okay.
Yeah. I'm just like
you had one.
Just
when you
thinking
were young.
About it.
Guys, speaking of similar times, similar times? Did I say that? Simpler times.
I was like, I'm not sure what you're trying to say.
Speaking of simpler times, remember when we had to decide what prom dress we were going to wear?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I never had
well,
that problem.
Ponies never had that problem, so I think we should help them figure it out. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
I'm into it.
So we have like a little quiz for Pony.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think there's 9 questions. It says 1-9, so maybe. Mm-hmm. Your BFF always texts you when she needs help with homework.
Yeah.
Fashion advice, new music recommendations, and boy advice.
What? Oh.
Do you have an answer?
Hold on. So, oh, I'm picking one of those? I was like, yes. I was like, yes. My best friend asked me a lot of shit.
I just thought I'd okay. tell you some the- stuff.
He's like, yes,
I'm
this
sorry,
is true.
I was not picking
my friend's
up. I was like, when's
me.
The question coming?
yeah. So, Bodhi, this is what happens in your life.
I was like, duh, of course she does. Music, what is it? Music?
Music recommendations is spelled incorrectly, 17 magazine.
What, okay, so it's music,
but it's help with homework, help fashion home. Advice, new music, recommendations, and boy advice.
Boy advice.
Okay, I'm going to pass the next one over to Sam, who's going to read the next question.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, you're going to a party, and your crush will def be there. Your beauty move is a sparkly red lip.
Yeah.
A maroon smoky eye,
okay.
Pretty curls, or a retro cat eye.
Mm, tough.
Oh, you like sparkly stuff.
I do like sparkly stuff. I'll go with the sparkly.
Sparkly red lip. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's a bold move.
It is.
It's a power move.
But you need to do a power move.
Yeah.
It's your crush is gonna be there.
My def gonna be there.
Yeah. You're down to flash your sparkles.
I'm down to flash.
How come it's not keeping the one I chose?
Yeah.
Tina, fix it. Fix it, Tina.
Which one did you pick? I don't want an inaccurate result.
No, the red lip I tried, but it wasn't keeping it. Know what I mean?
Oh, it's not.
Here, let me see it.
I'm going to reload the page.
And then his first one he selected was...
Boy advice.
Boy advice.
Boy advice. Oh, cannot connect to domain.
Oh, is the Wi-Fi connection going down?
Do I cannot extract domain. I don't even know what that means anymore.
Let's turn the Wi-Fi off.
It reminds me of when
this little
in Parks and Rec where he's like, I typed all your symptoms up in this bar up here and it says you might have network connectivity issues. You know he improv that line?
Dude, he improvs so much and it makes me...
It's so good.
I don't know.
It did select. You just can't tell.
Oh.
Why can I not tell?
Because it's a very faint green line around it.
Oh, okay.
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 So next one.
Man, we would have, 10 years ago, we would have had to pass around a magazine.
Yeah.
And that would have been fun, too.
And that was always hard because I would do it in the bathroom and I wouldn't have a pencil.
You could still load it. It would just take like 5 minutes per question.
True.
To like load the data.
And you would have to be on your desktop.
Literally my my cousin Sammy Joe had a flip phone and she would be like, I'm trying to check my MySpace. Hang on. And it would literally take like 5 minutes for anything to load.
I'm getting on the World Wide Web, guys.
Yeah.
Look out. Okay. Next question. You scored major money working all weekend. So you buy new headphones with studs all over them.
Specific?
No.
Put it towards the iPad you've been saving up for. C.
Doesn't sound like me.
Blow it at Sephora.
Fuck yeah!
D. Hit up your favorite vintage store.
Probably Sephora.
Sephora.
Yeah.
Going in for the kill.
Makeup's fun.
Yeah. Oh, Sephora. I could spend all my money
there. Okay, so your dream prom date is Harry Styles, Zayn Malik, The Weeknd, or Shawn Mendes.
Why do you get two One Direction boys? That's not fair.
Are any of these people over like the age of...
The third one. Who's the third
Zayn.
One?
Something?
Zayn.
Zayn, good choice. Zayn. Good choice. He's cute. He's really
handsome.
I don't even know who that person
Shawn Mendes
is.
Zayn Malik? My God. Like Zayn is so hot. Have you like heard his songs?
He was the first one that split off from One Direction. Oh my God, who am I?
I'm 37. Harry Styles dated Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And Zayn sings that Pillow Talk song, right?
I mean, I've heard of them, but I could not put a face with any of that.
Oh, look.
I'm like 100 years older than
him. I feel like he's 15.
Yeah.
I think that was a wild card.
Oh, yeah, no, that's...
The only person I could recognize is The Weeknd in this.
No, I feel like...
The top right was a guy I picked.
Yeah,
what? Zane's you don't know who Harry Styles is or
Zayn? No, I think that Zayn's cute, but no, like, these other three faces...
Oh, no, I could care less about Harry Styles.
I've never...
Always fun.
It's fine.
I'm sure.
I'm 21.
Okay, your favorite outfit is a flowy mini dress with heeled booties and massive amounts of bling.
Yes, queen.
Okay. Skinnies in a striped shirt with nude flats.
That's a Sam.
Yeah, I love stripes. Shredded jeans and an oversized vintage sweater. A breezy skirt, Peter Pan blouse, and pearl studs. Hello,
that
Veronica
is
Lodge.
Christina.
Yeah,
Give it to me, sister.
I feel most in tune with number 4.
The breezy skirt, Peter Pan blouse. Okay.
Yeah.
I like flowy, breezy fabric. I'm having way too much fun with this.
Okay. No, you have
need
to.
A nice summer dress.
We've got to really get this dress perfect. So
this is prom.
Get in with it.
This is prom. Prom is a big deal.
This is the second biggest outfit decision you're going to make in your life.
And I'm going with Zayn fucking
You're going to lose your virginity tonight, okay?
Oh, God.
Hopefully
I hope he's not
in the locker room.
Yeah.
And hopefully not in a van near a mysterious cliff.
The van is okay.
Let's bring it together.
Okay, sorry.
Your fave way to spend your weekend is
A,
DIYing your closet, painting your shoes, bleaching your tees, distressing your jeans.
Nope.
Okay. B, getting mani panties with your friend.
Wait,
mani panties. I love mani panties.
I think it's pronounced many panties.
I literally almost said getting mani panties with Brooke.
It's because I like panties on men.
Yeah, you like mani panties.
Mani panties.
Well, anyway. according to the quiz, I guess it's technically mani petties.
Yeah, mani petties
with friends. Slash Brooke.
Amazing.
That's my wheelhouse. I've done that.
Okay,
but the other two options though.
C, making accessories to sell on your Etsy shop.
Yeah.
No,
I'm real lazy. I like being a treat yourself kind of person.
D. Binge watching chick flicks.
Oh, that's tough. That's a hard one.
And now it's like tough.
Because you can watch so many, and Manny Petty's probably, only last a second.
It's probably more likely that I'd be at home watching shit than going up Manny Petting. But if I could have, that's my dream weekend, right?
Yeah, you're with Zane.
My dream weekend
What's
is
your fave.
Oh yeah, you're
way.
With Zane.
You're with Zane. For
your
God's
fave
sake.
Way to spend your weekend. Tell us what you would love.
Okay, if we're being true to me, it's probably watching binging shit.
I mean, you can't hate
it. Be true. Be true
but I would
you.
Get Manny Petties with my friends. If any of you guys want to get a Manny Petty together,
I get
totally
Manny Petties every week. I'm getting one.
I'm not familiar
tomorrow.
With Manny Petties. Apparently, I'm just familiar
I got my
with
first
Manny
one,
Panties.
I got my first one like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And then I was like, that's why you girls do
this.
Yeah,
because it's fucking delightful.
People, like, you don't have to do it. They, like, pick your foot up for you. You don't have to move.
And
you just
kind of
go.
Well, that's
how
you do fucking great nails. What is it, great nails?
That's where I go. That's where
I've only done it twice.
I go to Lee.
Great
nails. Wonderful.
Singular. Great nail.
Great nail.
I
so you only
Lee.
Get one done.
He's great.
That's what it's called.
Is it really?
Okay, so.
You have to go there 10 times to get your whole hand.
Honey, you've got to get dressed.
Shit.
Okay.
If you could raid any celeb's closet, it would be Ashley Benson.
Who's that?
Lucy Hale, Selena Gomez, or Taylor Swift. I would raid Taylor Swift just because she's changed her personality so many times.
Yeah,
she might
know,
have a
she's
lot.
She's probably got a lot.
She's probably got a lot
and
of stuff.
And you'd also
a
be stealing
like
from
a,
Taylor Swift.
A Lucy Hale.
See, I feel like my next step would be
who's
Selena Gomez because I feel like she has a lot of variety too.
I feel like she's
Ashley
more.
I guess Selena Gomez
well,
would probably be a
Selena
good one
Gomez,
too.
Selena Gomez, actually, I've seen a lot of things of her walking wearing like torn up jeans and like a
yeah,
band t-shirt.
I'm looking here. We've got Ashley Benson in a leather jacket, which I like, with like a kind of a.
I actually am not even sure what Ashley.
Top.
Benson
isn't
wears.
That,
yeah, I don't know who she
is. Who is she? Can you show me her face?
Yeah, I don't know who
wait,
she is.
She's in Spring Breakers
but that's,
or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I would pick.
Yeah, they're in the same. They're in
those
Gossip
two
Girl.
Are in the same.
Not Gossip
no.
Girl. The secret one where they kid someone's dead.
Where someone's,
Pretty Little Liars?
Pretty yeah. Little Liars.
The first yeah,
like,
one.
Why do I know
show?
All the answers to all of these things?
They're wait, in the. They're
I
in
think,
that show.
I think,
yeah.
Okay, well, then pick Ashley Benson because she's where it goes. Pick Ashley Benson.
Can we let Pony choose?
No, no, no. I looked at all of them and I was like, leather jacket and black top that seems like me.
I feel like she dressed not like that in real life, but it's fine.
Based on the outfits, based on that, yeah, based
she's
on the
like
outfits
the
in that picture,
edgy.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's fine.
Okay,
and I
An
love
edgy
I love
Benson.
All of Taylor Swift's short shorts. She has some amazing
she
high waisted
well,
short
got great
shorts.
Legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
God bless those legs. Okay,
I don't hate her.
I know, but she's got good legs.
Yeah,
that's okay,
dude.
She
I
didn't make them her.
She's multifaceted. Yeah. She has.
She's got good legs.
She does.
She's single layered.
Tina, we're gonna let her have the legs.
Okay.
We
don't want another Miley Cyrus conversation happening in this room.
Because we, I will open well, that up.
We have to argue sometimes.
Well, yeah. You know what?
And me and
Let's
Pony
wait until the night that I sing Wrecking Ball and karaoke to do that because
okay.
I'm going to do
God,
it and it's gonna be fun.
Her.
You're gonna fucking love it
I
and
love her.
Sam's gonna dance.
I love her. Oh, I love her. Okay. Wait, which hairstyle are you dying to try for prom? Mm. An intricate braided updo. Cute. Mm. Space buns and glitter roots.
Space
Amen,
buns?
Sister.
Ugh. But glitter roots. Space buns are like the little buns on each side of your head.
Yeah.
So your
so
hair is
I look like
up.
Princess Leia?
Yes.
Higher.
Essentially
but like,
even higher.
Okay.
Like, think early 2000s.
Okay.
Or late 90s.
Or
yeah,
90s,
yeah. Like
yeah.
Britney Spears stuff.
Or think more like
no,
aliens.
Think 90s
like,
for
yeah.
sure.
Okay.
More like in the way of a Spice Girl would do it.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, like yeah, yeah. No, no. Think.
Didn't
think
you
like,
see my
think
trip
like
to Roswell?
Scary Spice
yeah, 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 yeah.
Or like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That, with glitter. Yeah. Roswell, circa 2017.
Amen, sister.
Okay. Or 20s finger waves.
Let me
whoa!
See.
I thought
there's
you were
no
saying
pictures.
Like 20 fingering.
No
I was like, what kind of hairstyle is that?
So like flapper girl waves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what was the third
shit.
One? Yeah, no, I think you should
do
Flapper Girl.
Do
I think it's prom. You need to look fucking fancy.
You've got to express yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
God, I bet that takes hours to prep.
It does. As a hairstylist, it does.
Final cue.
Looks good,
final cue?
If you could guest star on any TV show, which would it be?
This is going to be revealing.
A, Pretty Little Liars. You like that one.
Well, I'm aware of that one.
Okay, sure.
B, The Fosters.
What the fuck is that?
Not B.
C, Switched at Birth.
Oh, that was fun.
That was good.
Or D, Riverdale.
You have to pick
I think I have to pick Riverdale.
Yeah.
Bless you.
So sexy.
I was like, Riverdale.
Rigorous Dale. We love the Riverdale.
No, that's another sexy teen show.
They are so sexy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Riverdale.
It's the results.
What's he gonna wear?
What am I gonna wear?
Your prom style pony. It's edgy.
Fuck yeah. Fucking yes! Edgelord for life. Twist.
Okay.
Pony's an edge meister.
You're a music festival friend who loves scoring that low-key rocker look.
Sure.
Try a sleek dress with unexpected cutouts, sheer panels, or metallic detailing for a cool prom look.
I want you to look...
I actually love that.
I want I totally love that. To look like an alien who's had parts of its uniform or outfit zapped out.
Right. Like, it's basically like deep into a sci-fi adventure, like distressed, like the in Alien Prometheus, where yes. It's all like sexily torn up. She had the weird, scary C-section.
But the picture that they show
that looks like Jasmine.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Daenerys. Is this is what you're gonna be fucking wearing?
That's not edgy.
I feel like that's completely unrelated.
Yeah. Glittery queen.
I'm okay with looking like Daenerys Storm.
Yeah, I mean, aren't we all? Yeah. Even Emilia Clarke was okay with looking like Daenerys. She dyed her hair to be that color.
Yeah.
She was like, I look fucking hot in that show.
That was when Cersei got all fucking dark and she had that, like,
that
high neck, like,
that, like, military. Like,
paneled, or not paneled, but it almost looked like scales or something that dress. That was fucking tight.
Like, when she completely went to the dark side.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You guys have got to come to DragonCon. There are so many people, like, girls who have pixie cuts who dress like her. And it's fucking legit. Like, they look nuts and they walk around with big, like, goblets full of wine, and you're just like, you fucking roll.
Man.
Oh, that series.
She rules.
Okay.
That's
so,
a TV series. I'd
There is a shout out I would like to give today. Let me.
Shout out to.
Okay. Okay. So we want to give a shout out to @MaryJasonMason. Amy, she is a horror addict. She tags us in some really cool, like, Instagram challenge stuff, so we get to, like, sit and really, like, dig through our brains and be like, what's our favorite year of horror films?
Oh, or cool.
What's our favorite?
Oh, she's the one. Okay.
Yeah, she tags us, and fucking legit, and she rules. If you don't follow her yet, you need to. She is @MaryJasonMason, exactly Mary how Jason it sounds. Mason. She's cool. And speaking of following people, we would love it if you would follow us. We are @BloodTitsAndGore on Instagram.
Yep. And Twitter.
@BloodTitsGore on Twitter.
Yep.
And you can find us by searching Blood, Tits, and Gore on Facebook. But we'd love to hear from you. Yeah, so if you want to send us some direct messages or leave us some comments, tell us what you like about the show. Tell us what you hate about the show. Tell us what you want to hear. Tell us why you should be on the show.
If there's something you want us to watch, if you're like, you know, if you want to get some buzz out there, if you've got interesting stuff that we might be into, let us know.
Yeah, we would love to hear it.
Give pointers on what you're interested in us talking about next.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and we do have, we just received a...
fan mail.
Yeah, we just received an indie alien comic that we're going to have our resident alien fan, Christina, read. And then she will talk about it on our next episode.
Cool.
So that's fun.
She sounds like my twin.
No, that's you.
I'm gonna give a little.
You're gonna be the one who talks.
Little hints of future
stuff. So this these guys are. We got a message from Alien Toilet Monsters. They sent us their comic. So we're gonna
there's a couple of reviews they have on there from like the guy who wrote the Preacher comic book. Mm-hmm. It looks like a legit.
Yeah, good it's like comic. A legit indie comic. So yeah. Christina's gonna read that and she's gonna talk about it to us and we're gonna have a fucking blast. We're all gonna read it. But
what's
she's
it called?
It's Alien in our email.
It's in our email. We'll send it to you. But yeah, so I think that's all the shout outs we have today.
Thanks. I'm going to give a little quick shout out to Sarah Champagne.
Oh, yeah. Our new best friend.
Thanks for the future. We're going to have some interesting stuff coming
up. Yeah, we're actually going to start having guests. So we'll have local guests, we'll have film guests, we'll have writing guests, yeah. And so it'll be like your normal fun episode where we just like shoot the shit.
Yep.
But then we're also going to have some in between interview episodes where we actually talk to people about horror and learn like cool shit that we didn't already know, yep. And get to know what they like, and it's going to be fucking great.
Yeah. Blood, tits, and guests.
Blood, tits, and guests.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Because
for some reason, us hanging out and talking always is a good time.
Yeah.
I think so.
And guest with it, let's throw in a couple guests and see what happens. Let's get weird.
Yeah.
Get
spicy. I think it'll be great. All right. That is it for tonight. So I figured since our theme for prom, at least according to our new favorite movie, Prom Night, is disco music, we're going to end with some disco.
Amen, sister. Bless the fucking
Can we fucking dance?
This makes me feel like Rented a Lure.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, my God. That's like one of my favorite movies. I've seen it 100 times.
That's good.
Dancing on out.
Thanks for listening, guys.
We love you.
Later.
This is Brooke signing off.
This is Bonnie signing off.
I'll see you later, y'all.
All right, team.